This is a real serious thing between she and I. She wore this around her ankle knowing full well I would steal it.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we have one of our favorite guests, Ron Bauman. He's here to talk about guns and gun control because we're all edgy and topical, yo.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. We have returned to the beautiful trailer studios, and I'm your host, Tim Wick, joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Molly Glover.
That's me. I'm wonderful.
And my not-as-wonderful co-host, Nick Glover.
I'm still kind of wonderful.
Kind of wonderful.
He's pretty wonderful.
I mean, you're some kind of wonderful.
Watts. I had a crush on Watts. Oh, my God.
And we are joined by frequent guest, Ron Bauman. Back
what
from
is this,
the
like a Sept Pete.
I am a Sept Pete. I was gonna say let's not mention that this is my seventh appearance.
Nice.
Let's mention that it's your seventh. So Ron, of course, is here during the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. So we like sitting down with him, recording an episode or two. And Ron has selected for our topic today. This will be a good one. What is it, Ron?
Gun control.
Gun. Oh, it's gun control.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
USA.
Bang, bang, bang.
USA.
Okay, so since this is your topic, Ron, I'm going to let you you start.
Well,
what do you have to say about gun control, Ron?
I want to cover my bona fides or bona fides first.
Okay.
I am what I like to refer to as a gun-toting liberal.
Okay.
On so many topics, you cannot get any more liberal than I. Socialized medicine, free college, the whole
gay dog marriage.
Gay dog. Oh, definitely.
Fucking gay dog marriage. Yeah.
But I love my motherfucking guns.
Okay.
I love my Second Amendment rights nearly as much as I love my First Amendment rights. I travel with an arsenal.
Hmm.
We have probably 12 pistols and 4 rifles in the house.
Really?
And more is coming. Well, I mean, unless...
And by house, you mean a trailer.
My travel trailer. Yeah. Unless, of course, we're talking about at the Arizona Renaissance Festival or North Carolina Renaissance Festival where there are no guns allowed.
Right.
So clearly those guns are in my gun safe are not there. So let's
just establish that. Do you have ammunition as well, or do you just have the guns?
I not only have ammunition. I have two friends who work at Federal Premium up the road that makes ammunition, and they buy me cases of it. I have a case of 40 Smith & Wesson Hollow Point that's labeled zombie rounds that doesn't get open unless the shit hits the fan.
Do you shoot the guns regularly?
I love shooting guns. It's cool. It is one of my hobbies. It is one of my ways to relieve stress. It is, in fact, we have a Facebook group called the Arizona Renaissance Festival Recycling Co-op because we collect all of our cans and bottles for the week and we take them out and set them on the side of a mountain and blow the living shit out of them.
Would you say your primary reason for owning guns is recreational then or other?
Which brings up the specific topic
that
I want, again, establishing things. I love my guns. I do. But anyone who tells you that a gun is not a toy is lying, okay?
A gun is not a toy?
Anyone who tells you a gun is not a toy is lying or delusional, unless you're a cop.
Unless it's a part of your job.
Unless it's part of your job, or a security guard that's required
now,
to carry.
Now, I will grant a pass for hunters, eat what I kill. You eat what you kill to justify killing.
I see. When you say a toy, you don't mean an object that is not lethal. You mean something that no one needs, just for fun.
Again,
no one needs an Xbox. An Xbox is a toy.
I love my guns.
Mm-hmm.
I've shot guns that are like, really? I've shot a 50 caliber M2 heavy machine gun.
Jesus.
Which is goddamn amazing. and that's a gun that's lethal to a mile.
Mm-hmm.
I've shot a 50 caliber sniper rifle. I love my guns.
Sure.
Nobody needs guns.
Hmm.
They're a toy. Now, hunters, do you really need the meat?
Yeah.
Or do you just really like killing and shooting shit?
Well, I mean, you could argue that, like, hunting as a sport or as a form of recreation is, like, jet skiing or something like that. You don't need a jet ski either
no.
to go right. play in the water. Hunt, but it's hunting, more fun if it is.
Hunting can be a challenge, so I suppose that I don't know.
It can be a sport. You can
bow hunt. It's so, not exclusive.
You know,
to
I imagine that this topic was somewhat brought up because I did a post on my blog about a week ago. Because you know we have a lot of mass killings in the United States. It's one of the it's one of the things that happens here from time to time.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It literally happened like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
As of this recording, it literally happened like 3 days ago.
And another one will probably happen 3 days from now. I mean, mm-hmm. they happen on a fairly regular basis. Now, whether or not they happen more often than in any other country.
They do.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Let me finish my thought.
Right.
And then we can have our argument. Jesus. What bothers me, I don't have a problem with other people having guns, but I don't like guns. I don't want guns. I don't find the concept of shooting a gun something that makes me excited.
No boner for guns.
Have you shot one?
I've never shot a gun.
Oh, you should at least once.
I might shoot a gun someday. That's fine.
I think everyone should shoot a gun once.
I'm willing to shoot a gun, but at the same time, I don't think shooting a gun is going to make me go, sweet, I've been missing this all my life.
Maybe not.
It's going to make me go, okay, now I know what it's like to shoot a gun. And I don't think, you know, I understand the Second Amendment, and I do feel that gives people a certain right to carry firearms if they want. But I also think that there is a way to talk about gun control that isn't you can't have guns, but is there anything we can do to stop people from killing other people with guns as much? I know you can't stop it 100%. Well, I know that's impossible.
You'll never be able to stop it unless guns magically disappear.
Sure, but at the same time, I'm like, if there was something that could reduce gun deaths by 50%, wouldn't that be worth it?
I think it's something that I and Nick actually brought this up when he and I were talking yesterday, which is I like just the way you say anyone who tells you a gun is not a toy is full of shit. I feel like anyone who tells you that a gun has a purpose beyond killing is also full of shit because that's its function. And whether or not you use it for that function, because what you're doing, how's this? Maybe not kill, destroy. A gun's purpose is to destroy. You're either destroying the cans and the bottles or you're destroying, in Penn and Teller's show, they have a thing where they do that when they do that bullet catch and they say, never point a gun loaded or unloaded at anything you don't want to destroy. And that's what it does. And so
it's what it was literally designed to do.
Doesn't do anything else. And so that's fine. And I'm not saying that makes it inherently bad. But what I hate is when people are like, actually, a gun is a useful tool for things. It's like, it's not a tool for anything but destruction.
A gun is not a tool in the same way that a car is a tool.
No.
A car's job is to get you from here to there.
And also, you can kill people with it.
It can kill people, but that's not what its purpose
is. I hate when people use cars as a metaphor for guns because of that, of what Molly is saying. Cars are designed to get you places. If someone gets killed by a car, it's an accident. If someone gets killed by a gun, the gun was ultimately fulfilling its function.
You could compare it to a bomb. That's probably the closer way to compare it.
Yeah, I don't know if bomb is necessarily true because there's no fun, safe, non-destructive application for bomb, and there are actually.
I knew people. I knew
shooting
people,
guns
no,
at bombs
no,
are fucking fun.
I knew
guns at bombs is amazing.
to be honest, I knew kids in college who were from rural areas, like big flat areas of farm, and they would make pipe bombs blow them up in the cornfield.
Yeah,
there are ways, it's the same thing.
I made a couple of pipe bombs as a teenager.
Just like shooting guns at cans.
Harmless, you know, non-destructive, destructive
fun. To any members of the FBI listening right now, we are not disclosing addresses. Yeah. Just bringing that up.
Just go to South Dakota and look around.
Tannerite is this binary explosive compound that's made to be shot at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it blows up and it's completely legal. And oh my God, is it fun. Let me really establish my position, okay?
Sure.
Because
I'm kind of all over the map, but I have codified it. Nobody needs guns, but we should be able to have them. They're still legal.
Sure.
We need to have some serious controls.
Yes.
You can argue that guns don't serve a purpose, and I will counter with most of our shoes don't serve a purpose. You could be legally required to wear one set of orthotic shoes.
Sure.
Or maybe you want to have the Louboutins.
Yeah.
Okay? That I use that. Or A Yugo will get you from place to place, but not nearly as much fun as that fucking Corvette.
If my Louboutins
okay?
could hurt someone else, that would be different.
Yeah. No, if you and Louboutins...
Come on, come on.
Hell, even Nick and Louboutins.
It's still not a shoe? It's still not a stellar analogy because, again, like, a fancy car or a shitty car, it's still not... Its purpose is to get you somewhere, not to destroy something.
Brings me back to the thing. Yeah. People buy guns for lots of different reasons. Self-defense, which is bullshit. The absolute numbers on self-defense, you are more likely to be hit by lightning while being eaten by a shark than to use your gun to prevent a crime.
Right.
That's a bit of an exaggeration, but not nearly as much.
Yeah.
I think it's like 6% or 0.6% unless you take NRA numbers, which cannot be trusted. Mm-mm. Okay. So self-defense is out.
What? Sorry.
Anyway. The biggest person, I have guns in the house, and the biggest person that is in danger because I have guns in the house is me. All those gun deaths that we see listed every year in the statistics, the vast majority of them are suicides.
Yes.
Yeah. And most suicides don't really mean it. But guns, there's not a lot of...
There's no take backs.
There's no backsies on that one. The second person at risk for me having guns in the house is Scarlett.
Yes.
Which is why the first thing I did is I bought a gun safe. You don't fuck around. Now, there was a period in my life where I'm like, oh, I'd like to have a gun, and if a bad guy ever came, I'd shoot the bad guy. Go ahead.
The third person, I think it's worth mentioning that there's a lack of regulation and safety concerns for spouses in homes with guns because there's a lot of numbers to support. Spousal abuse, domestic violence in a house with a gun.
Or even just a domestic dispute where someone gets drunk and is mad.
It raises the likelihood of someone murdering their spouse.
It raises the stakes. Spousal abuse is bad no matter what.
Right.
However, often when it reaches that tipping point, it's a crime of passion. A crime of passion with a fist is bad.
A
crime of passion with a gun is irreversible.
Was it Japan or was it someplace else that had a school slaying and a guy used a knife?
Yep.
Okay? And we can't outlaw all the knives.
Oh, no.
And then people want to outlaw assault rifles because they look scary. Well, that's the only reason. And more people are killed with stones, than with assault rifles.
Without having the ability to pull it up because we don't have internet in the fabulous Trailer Studios,
I'm out of here.
I doubt that the knife slaying was a mass slaying. How?
There was about 12 that were hurt, and I think at least 4 killed.
But there were
12, I don't understand.
But here's the thing.
I would need to look it up.
But I know that
obviously you've never seen anime.
There were X number hurt and X number killed. But if that gentleman had a gun,
look at the numbers would be different. In Norway, where it was like 40 people or something like that. Yeah, guns make it easier to kill.
Yeah,
undeniably.
Sure.
And again, circling back. So again, we have my position established. Mm-hmm. There was a period in my life where I was like, I'll shoot a bad guy if he breaks into my house or this, that, and the other thing. And now, where I'm at in my life, I hope to never, ever point my gun at anyone ever.
Yeah.
Not even in my cowboy fantasies.
You shouldn't want to do that, because that means you want to kill them.
For me, pointing a gun is pointing it at paper targets. In fact, the first time Scarlett noticed that we had guns, I was bringing some guns into the house after going to the range, and she looks at them, and her eyes get really big, and she was like 4.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, Daddy, guns? And this is a teaching moment, so yes, Scarlett. And she goes, and she watched her working it out in her head, she goes, for shooting zombies? And I go, yes, that's what they for. We shoot zombies or paper targets. And now later on she goes, shoot bad guys? And I'm like, well, we'll probably never do that.
Moral subjectiveness.
We have people whose job it is to hopefully not shoot bad guys. Really? I mean,
I don't even want to get into
that. One of the things that always comes up whenever there is one of these mass shootings, and it's always, they always take the focus away from gun control. And
you do know that overall violence is down, statistically down.
Yes.
And you also all know that the most dangerous year for school violence was, I think, 1935.
There's
no reason not to always strive to do better.
Some dude walked in and wasted a bunch of grade schoolers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
fuck that
so
guy.
So my there's two things I want to say to that. One, I think that statistics like that hurt the argument for now. I think that they damage what we're talking about. And when people bring them up, that's like saying, well, actually, fewer women are getting raped these days. It's like, I don't care that fewer, like, that you're taking, that doesn't make it better.
Zero is our goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better's not our goal. None is our goal.
Hold on. Yeah. So my second point of that is that when there's a great John Oliver quote, which is, one failed shoe bombing and we all take our shoes off at the airport, literally now, maybe forever. But yeah. 31 school shootings since Columbine and nothing has changed. Nothing. So that is frustrating. But the thing that always comes up with this is mental illness and how we need to focus on mental illness. We need to fix mental illness.
That's kind of the NRA talking point.
And not everybody who goes and does this has a diagnosable mental illness. And they always think they do. And it's like, but maybe, they didn't get help. Maybe they just didn't have enough wrong with them to get help. And maybe it's just that the culture is that we shoot bad guys. And since bad is a morally subjective term, when your brain chemistry is flipped, bad becomes a whole different subject to you.
Whoever you think is keeping you down or is against you.
Because the reporters at your old station are part of the problem.
Or the congresswoman who's trying to take your guns away.
Or the kids at the school where your mom works because you're mad at your mom. I mean, they turn into the bad guys. And now, how do we tell those people?
Is there a fix? Is there a fix besides the Australia gambit, which worked just fine?
Yeah.
Okay, if you could...
Describe the Australia gambit for
a Australia couple after a particularly violent school shooting said, that's it, we don't need guns. And they did a massive buyback and made largely all guns illegal. And since then, clearly they haven't had any mass shootings and everyone's happy. Now, I love guns, but I accept that they are toys. You know, I've got my zombie survival kit.
If they had to outlaw Xboxes because everyone was dying, I'd be like, all right.
So even as much as I love them, you come up with a valid way to do it, I'm on board. Yeah. There's clearly a problem. But what's going to happen is everyone's going to hoard them. Yeah. There's not going to be any reduction.
We're too big here. The country's too big to do something like that. Australia's tiny.
And here's the other problem, and I've mentioned that. And I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. You go ahead.
Not that we're passionate.
And just one quick thing. And Ron, taking them away isn't an option because, frankly, 3D printing technology in the home is only going to get better and better and better.
Sure.
And you can't put 3D designs of guns on the internet because you'll never stop it.
Yeah.
You'll never stop it.
Except
guns are made. They exist.
Guns are here.
They will never not exist in America.
Do we just give up? We can't fix this problem?
I don't know that.
Because, as much as I love it.
How about we start at trying anything?
Yeah. But the argument can be made, and it is fair that we have tried things. There are laws that I think are reasonable. I mean, I think a waiting period, a background check before you buy a gun, because seriously, they're checking for criminal past, and
mental health.
But the guy who shot up Sandy Hook,
the guy that shot up Sandy Hook, was diagnosed.
But they
had a list of problems.
But they can't check your mental health records because of HIPAA. They say they're checking mental health records, but I don't believe they can.
Yeah, and I'm not even talking about. I mean,
right. I'm just saying that's the background checks need to be fixed. That's the thing that to me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I mean, there are certain laws in place, and it's not like I honestly don't know the solution. I talk about I've mentioned this before, and I do think it's true. Americans, and I think it's a lot largely because of the Second Amendment, because we hold that Bill of Rights so dear. It's so important to us. We're like, we came up with this shit. The rest of the world noticed. And we are justifiably proud of the Bill of Rights, which I think was an amazing step forward politically and for human rights and for social rights.
Take that, Magna Carta.
It was a very important, because the Magna Carta still involved the monarch. You know, and that Second Amendment is so important as part of that Bill of Rights. In some ways, I feel like we fetishize gun ownership.
Oh, absolutely.
We fetishize the Bill of Rights.
We sit around. We sit around and we fantasize about situations where
we're all John fucking McClane. Yeah.
We're going to take our guns and we're going to rise up against the government, forgetting for a moment that the people who would take up their guns to rise up against our government are the last people we want running our government.
Yeah, no.
There's a reason that the zombie thing took off here more than other places is because it gives you the legal ability to kill human beings with a gun.
Sure.
And that's the fantasy.
Yeah.
I can morally kill people and I can feel okay about it.
What's the most popular genre of video games? First-person shooters.
First-person shooters.
You know? But ask yourself this. Are we sick about guns and that's because of all of our culture, or is all of our culture because we're sick about guns?
I think it's a chicken and egg at this point. Or maybe not a chicken and egg. It's an Ouroboros. Oh, it's the snake eating its tail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's as long as there is always media to consume that is focused on guns, we will continue to be obsessed with it. And as long as we're continuing to be obsessed with it, why would the media not give us what we want? There's no way out. And even these shootings can get fetishized. I mean, I saw people on Twitter. So that video... If you know what we're talking about, the shooter. So I saw the video. The live video I saw just happened was the one the actual news cameraman was taking right as he got shot. So all it was the camera on the reporter doing the live interview with the estate agent. And then all of a sudden you hear gunshots and the reporter screams and backs away. And then the camera falls because the guy died.
Right.
What I didn't see, and I'm very grateful for it, were the first person POV camera that the shooter took and was uploading to Twitter Live as he killed people. So there were actually, it was snuff films.
And we have friends who saw
people
it.
Were
just
sharing them. It's people were sharing them. People were sharing them on and with things like unbelievable, this is crazy, and even they're putting like the not safe for life NSFL tags or whatever, but people were still like, oh man, I watched it, it wasn't that bad.
Two people died on this video.
Someone was like, I've seen way worse in movies. It's like, you know that the movies weren't real and those were people you just saw die. People,
have you ever watched the Bud Dwyer video?
No.
Don't.
I saw a video of people who crashed, who got into a police shootout on 212, and that was bad.
For people who don't know, Bud Dwyer was a low-level politician in, like, Pennsylvania in the early 80s or late 90s, something like that.
Okay.
And he gave this big press conference, and he was involved in this whole scandal. And at the end of the press conference, he pulls out a .357 revolver.
I have heard of this.
Puts it in his mouth. And blows his brains out.
On live TV.
And I've seen the video. You can watch him and goes, oh my God, I'm doing this. And again, circling back to the most suicides.
Guns, no take backs.
You know, and it was just absurd. I mean, it was tragic, but, you know, watching chunks of brain come out of his nose.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it's, you know, let me say this again as a pro-gun guy. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Fuck the NRA.
Oh, yeah.
They're
I want them out of this topic.
I want anymore.
All they are is the fucking lobby pushmen for the gun industry.
I mean, special interest groups out of politics for that reason, because you can't get laws made when that kind of money is rolling in.
Corporations are now writing the laws.
You can't say any special interest groups because
human rights.
Planned Parenthood is involved in politics.
Gay
rights.
How about this? Do I want Planned Parenthood out of politics? Sure, if the pro-lifers get out of politics.
Right, but that's the problem.
If everyone's out of politics, if all the money's out,
It's. I think that the Second Amendment, fetishizing the Second Amendment that we're talking about, the Second Amendment is... It's not... Everyone gets flamethrowers. It's the government can't stop you from organizing a militia... and arming yourself just in case you need to rebel against your government. It's not anyone can own anything irresponsibly with no consequences. It's not, Ron.
Well, I know. But here's my problem.
Literally uses the words well-regulated militia is in the actual verbiage. I think that implies a level of responsibility that would include training, keeping skills up, responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... What is it? What do you need to get a conceal and carry? Fucking nothing.
Well, it depends.
Depends on the state.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Minnesota is a very liberal state. It takes nothing.
I actually have a conceal and carry license.
So does Nick.
And since I got my conceal and carry license, I have carried my gun precisely 35 minutes.
Yeah, I've never.
And because I realized...
You went to a 2-hour class, right?
I went to a 2-day thing, and the familiarization firing was such a joke I won't even talk about.
Yeah.
Now... I qualified marksman when I was in the service. Mm-hmm. I can shoot, I can clean, I can do the whole. I'm qualified, but I don't. There's never been a single situation, and I would not have realized this at 20, and I do at 50. Never been a single situation in my entire life, even when I was mugged, that would have been made better by having a gun. Now, mind you, if somebody comes to hurt me and I don't have a gun and I'm then I could be carrying it and I'm not, I'm going to feel so stupid. But there's all these other situations.
Rather feel stupid than dead.
Yeah. Well, again, you start going, well, could I have shot the bad guy before he, you know, whatever the case may be.
You know what?
Maybe.
I don't want to shoot a bad guy. I don't want to shoot someone that's mugging me.
I don't want to kill someone.
I mean,
I'm going to use an example. Like, our friend Laszlo was mugged, I don't know, was it about a month ago or something?
No, it was just like, before Fest.
Sorry, it was just like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And from his perspective, what happened is somebody hit him from behind.
In the back of the head,
and he fell, and
they took his phone. And
they took his phone, and that's it. You know, what a gun would have done nothing for him in that situation.
Nope. Yeah.
And that doesn't take away somebody's...
It would have done something. The person who mugged him would now have a gun.
Yeah, they would have taken his gun.
License with his name. Yeah. And then when that was used in a crime, the cops would have come and been like, hello, your gun was used in a crime, and now you are a person of interest.
I just read a statistic that says that a significant number of guns used in crimes have been stolen from vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean...
So the mental illness thing I want to touch back on, because like you were saying, Tim, you know, because everyone always says this, they do background checks. Like, that's great. But I'll have to look it up and find out. I don't think they can pull your mental health records when you go to buy a gun. I'm pretty sure if I went to go buy a gun and I didn't self-volunteer the information of my mental health history, if I lied on the form, I don't think there's any way with the HIPAA laws that they could find out that I have a history of mental illness, of psychotic mental illness.
Now let's fix that.
That's my point. And so, so now we're breaking over privacy. Is it someone's... should I be able to sign away my HIPAA rights?
You have to. All right, here's my thing. You said before that you wanted a zero goal for rapes and a zero goal for this. Man, I'd like to have a zero goal for murder.
Sure.
Not gonna happen.
No, it's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen, but that's not a reason not to try.
Yeah,
but, yeah. Exactly. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Which is again why fuck the NRA. Yeah. We can't talk about this right now. Now's the time to talk about it.
The NRA, every time there's a mass shooting, says now is not the time to talk about gun control.
Now's the time to talk about mental health.
My response is the NRA is always going to say that. It's not that there was a mass shooting. They don't want to talk about gun control.
Right.
Period.
Ever.
Their goal is to eliminate gun control as much as possible.
Obfuscate the conversation.
Because the NRA is predominantly answering to gun manufacturers. And gun manufacturers have one purpose, and that is to sell guns.
Right.
And the more gun control there is, the fewer guns they can sell. It's a business proposition.
Yeah.
Their goal is to sell more guns.
Now, past guest Byron Miller is a legal resident of the state of New York. And in New York, you can't have high-capacity magazines. You can't have this type. You know, if there's a foregrip on your gun, it's illegal. Yeah. And that's just stupid.
None of it really solves it.
It's all cosmetics.
I want to
own a machine gun.
Sure.
I want that to be legal.
Yeah.
But let's make all guns license. Let's make all gun owners license. You can't drive a car without a license.
You should have to carry insurance.
Or insurance.
Well,
yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the car analogy. What bothers me about the car analogy so much is driving a car is heavily regulated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't stop for a stop sign, you can get a ticket.
In Minnesota, if you don't have insurance, you lose your license. You have to have insurance.
And the argument...
And they tow your car.
So if you take the counter argument, well, let's deregulate driving. I don't want to be on the road with a bunch of people who don't have to stop for a red light.
If you had to pay for gun insurance and pay for a yearly license and pay, you have to pay tabs on every single one of your guns like you do on your car, people would own fewer guns.
I don't know. In general, you wouldn't, and that's fine.
People in general would own fewer guns because it would be a hassle to own guns.
And let's make more training.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's make certification part of that gun.
You shouldn't be able to buy a gun unless you have been able to prove yourself that you know how to operate and be around guns responsibly.
Or you can't buy ammunition unless you have that. You can buy the gun, but no bullets.
Something
like that.
I'm a big advocate for the Chris Rock ammunition solution. every bullet should cost $5,000.
That's kind of the solution in... Is it...
I think it's either Sweden or one of the Norse countries.
It's the Swiss. Yeah,
they you can't have ammunition, or when you buy it, it's incredibly expensive. Yeah.
People can own all sorts of guns. People own rifles, like people.
Everybody in Switzerland is a member of the military.
Exactly, and so everyone knows how to responsibly act around guns, whether they choose to own one or not.
And ammunition is expensive.
They have that skill set, and I think that's important. the government controls the ammunition.
Look, people
are also have a smaller country. They have more space.
It's hard to compare.
And they're not producing Cowboy and John McClane movies either.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Exactly.
People are going to kill people.
By the way, I love Cowboy and John McClane movies. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
John Wayne, Coca-Cola, Bang Bang.
Yeah.
People are going to kill people, and that's tragic, but let's try to fix it.
It's the first crime.
People are going to use guns on themselves and other people. That's tragic. Let's see what we can do to fix that.
Yeah.
Screw the NRA and not being able to talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. No, you're not helping. In fact, if the NRA was smart, they would get behind some sort of clever, comprehensive, money-creating licensing program with certifications.
Yeah, they would.
And education.
Yep.
It's still money hand over fist.
That being said, how many people die on the highway every year because of human error?
Yeah.
We're all amateur drivers. Most of us aren't very fucking good at it. You know?
And no one's, like, the thing is, striving for a zero solution. There is no zero solution. That's not possible. There's too many people on the planet. Someone's always going to be getting raped. Someone's always going to be getting stolen from. Someone's always going to be getting murdered. And someone's always going to be, you know, doing other untoward things. That's just the way it is.
No matter how much the Bible tells them not to.
Or no matter how much the law, or no matter how much the consequences.
Even in Star Trek, man, even this utopia in society. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. But we gotta try something.
Yeah.
Is the point. And I'm sick of
I've tried nothing and I'm all out of ideas.
Yep. And you know the MNGOP had a scheduled tweet to go up, and it went up the day of this I don't remember the call letters, the TV news shooting.
Right.
The day that happened. Literally, like 30 minutes later, their scheduled tweet went up that was basically, I mean, I'm going to paraphrase. It was like, guns are so great and we love having them, and the Second Amendment and MNGOP, bang, bang, support guns. And it went up and people were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This just happened. How can you? And they deleted it and were like, oh, that was a scheduled tweet. Like, sorry. And Brandy Brown was like, hey, guess what, guys? There's never a good time for your scheduled pro-gun tweet because someone always just got shot. So keep that in mind. If you're like, oh, this was an insensitive time, it's always an insensitive time for someone. Yeah. Someone always just got shot.
I'm also really tired of the media.
Yeah,
well, because we generate outrage, which generates clicks or headlines,
and
we never really concentrate on the real.
No, they don't want to. They don't want a solution either. They
agree.
Have any clicks.
To me, the person who's doing what needs to be done is John Oliver.
Yeah, John Oliver.
Seriously, because he sits down and he says, "Hey, this is a problem, and it's been a problem for a long time, and it's going to keep being a problem until we stop just going, hey,
I'm looking forward
this
to
is
tonight's
a problem.
Show.
Yeah, swinging around that big dick HBO money. Like,
yeah,
it's,
tonight's show is going to be good.
Getting shit done.
You think, is he going to do guns tonight?
He's absolutely going to talk.
Not?
He talks about
that's
it. It's the week in review.
It's the last
he's
week.
He's going to talk
it's,
about
yeah.
it.
He's, anyway, yeah. So... seriously, listeners, if you're not watching John Oliver every week...
Last Week Tonight on HBO,
I don't care. Liberal, conservative, it shouldn't matter.
It's like Colbert Report, only
it's
satirical.
Yeah,
yeah, only he talks about...
It's like
about,
The Daily Show, but he doesn't pull his punches for sponsors.
And it's more in-depth.
And he talks about serious shit that's wrong with very specific things.
Yeah. And solutions.
And
solutions.
He doesn't just point out the problem. Yep. He says, here's a solution.
You know what I just realized?
That I'm a terrible
Ron hasn't answered our nuke 5 questions.
I know. He hasn't answered our nuke 5 questions.
And I've not even heard them, really.
What? Oh, that's
awesome.
I
thought you were a loyal listener, Ron.
Oh, well, no. I just listened to the Ultron Boners episode.
Okay. He's been busy.
I've been
festing.
Very, very busy.
All right. All right.
This is the busy season.
This is the new 5 questions. We'll start with question number 1. What is a movie you will stop and watch anytime it is on?
Moulin Rouge.
Oh yeah,
Moulin Rouge. My wife,
so
my wife.
Baz Luhrmann, right?
Yeah, it is. My wife hates that movie, and I'm sorry, baby, you're wrong.
Yeah,
that movie is just
Heather.
Objectively,
perfect.
She's
wrong.
I watched that movie on mushrooms.
Heather,
once.
You and I
green.
Really don't know each other, and now I'm not sure we can.
I'm hoping that when we do the next movie review, that she'll come, and maybe we can force her on the air.
I got a Moulin Rouge brief story. I saw that in the theater opening day, and I don't know why I went. I know why I went. It's because of Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, you mentioned.
There's a point in the movie, and it's the spectacular number.
Yeah.
Because up until that point, you're like, this is kind of weird, and I don't know what's going on. And you get to the spectacular number, and I was like, I really like this movie a lot. And then we get to the number, which is the Roxanne number.
Oh, Tango to Roxanne. Oh, and if I need to cry, I just put that on and it's...
The Tango to Roxanne number, and I was like, this movie is fucking brilliant.
Perfect.
It was like that. At those two moments were the moment where I was like, this is nothing that I expected, but it's really fucking clever.
Yeah.
And then I got to, holy shit, I've just figured out what I'm watching.
Yeah. And
it's amazing.
It hooked me from The Hills Are Alive. It hooked me from that.
I mean, I was hooked there, but I
saw it six times in the theater.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome.
Gatsby, right?
That was, yeah.
Baz Luhrmann.
I did.
Yep.
Did you see like Gatsby?
Incredible. It was all right. It was lovely to look at.
Yeah.
I want to see Baz Luhrmann work with Tarsem sometime because that's explosion of fucking color, man.
That would be amazing.
You know?
Yeah. This is crazy.
Question number two, which should be a familiar question, I believe. What is your geekiest or most prized possession? Can't say your daughter.
No. I'm trying to think. Because last time, because this was actually asked for an appearance I made on the show.
When we asked our listeners to give in questions, and we kept it.
And I mentioned that at the time. All right, no, we'll go with another one. Because I mentioned at the time I have a set of uncut Tick comic, or Tick trading cards in a cavern in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? There's a book by a writer named Jonathan Little that very few people had heard of for a while. And this book is called Bad Voltage. It has the worst cover art in the world. Okay? But the book itself is the only book I've ever read. I read cover to cover, flipped over, and read it again. It is
awesome.
That good.
Awesome.
It also pointed out some really interesting personality flaws I have because I tend to, like a good reader does, I tend to identify with the character. And this particular character had some traits. He was bisexual and stuff like that. And I'm like, I have to examine my own belief system on that now, don't I? You know? And it also had a soundtrack. He goes, here's the music I listened to while I was creating this. Now, it introduced me to Joy Division and stuff like that. It's a great book.
What's it called again?
Bad Voltage.
Bad Voltage.
Now, two interesting
anything
things
that introduces you to Joy Division is good in my
mind. Well, and they mentioned that the reason why, in the story, they mentioned that the reason why the album was called Closer, the joke is because every time you listen to it, you're that much closer to suicide. Okay? So it's a brilliantly written book. Clint Eastwood is the president there. Johnny Lydon makes an appearance in there. It's a cyberpunk book. It's amazing.
Cool.
I bought six copies of this and just give them away. I bought you guys
the Knowledge of Angels book.
I just give them away. Now, interestingly enough, I got in touch with the writer in the 90s and he was still very obscure. And then at the end of the 90s, early 2000s, he wrote this French book because he's now a French expat. A French book about the Holocaust and about this Gestapo agent. And now he's receiving all these, you know, accolades and awards and everything. As a French author, and I'm like, but I know he was writing that really absurdly silly, cyberpunk book. It's just
weird.
Kind of amazing. Yeah,
that's
Jonathan
super
Little.
Cool.
Yeah.
Little. All right.
Question three: which supernatural or all-powerful mythical being do you wish was real? And this can be fictional, historical, any actual
Maybe Dr. Manhattan.
That's good.
Maybe Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
Because
after the yeah
yeah yeah because yeah. yeah, he. He's looking out for us without really looking out for us.
I
like that.
It'd be interesting. It'd be really sobering. I mean, you could go with Kali or something like that, but that's kind of creepy.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't like Dr. Manhattan as an answer. That's good.
Yeah, put on spot like this. I'm going to go with Dr. Manhattan.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. Sure.
If Dr. Manhattan
but
was real.
At worst.
You just want to see that big blue dick.
if Dr. Manhattan was real, I'm just saying.
I mentioned the Jonathan a little bisexual thing on some genre.
I would not go to New York if Dr. Manhattan was real. Just not going there. All right.
I would just giggle.
Question number four, and we have to make clear that the answer to this question could be that it's bad that religion is gone, but let's say religion was gone. What do you think the biggest problem that faces humanity would be? It could be the same problem as now.
Tribalism. I mentioned this before. Tribalism, because even if you eliminate religion, people are still gonna create outcasts. People are still gonna identify with their own
tribe.
Still
box and circle.
One of the things I love is that, in the classic Star Trek, is that that we're all people.
Mm-hmm.
We're all Starfleet.
Yeah.
There's still some tribalism there, Klingons and everything like that, and we still identify as, this is my culture, but there's less of that. Let's aim for that.
Let's
aim for less tribalism. Sure. Let's aim for, because it would just be so much nicer to be in a world where we understood one
less
another.
Less us versus them.
More
just us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Question number five is, what is your favorite quote?
Again, being put on the spot, everything to excess. to enjoy life's flavor, take big bites. Moderation is for monks.
Huh. Wait, I like
what's
that.
What's the source?
Lazarus Long from Robert Heinlein.
Oh, sure.
That's great. Yeah,
sure.
That's great.
Or failing that, the entire lyrics for the song No One Lives Forever by Oingo Boingo. Because that, most of the really good and really bad decisions I made in my life were because of that song.
One of the Oscar Wilde quote I like that's similar to that is everything in moderation, including moderation.
That's right.
Which I love.
I'm such a fan of Wilde.
Oh, yeah, God, really. He's so fucking brilliant.
If you don't go with periods of excess and with
you'll
lack,
never know
then
what
it's
you're
never
missing.
True moderation.
Yep,
man.
Yep,
but
exactly.
Yeah, you want to average that shit out.
Yeah, and as much as I love that Lazarus Long quote, mm-hmm. I find that I use moderation a lot more than you know, because I've lived my excess
life. As we get older, we realize that moderation is the key to survival. And your young self, gather ye rosebuds while ye may, is also another sort of version of that.
50-year-old Ron would not have liked.
And by rosebuds, I mean little pink buttholes. Gather those.
Well, I like where that's going. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. All right, Ron. Well, thank you for being on our podcast for the seventh time.
You
should see my face. I'm smiling.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm a Geeks Without God star.
I'm almost glad that I'm not here more often, because I would honestly try to be on the show all the freaking time.
He just shows up with like flowers and like a bag of like taco Doritos.
He's like, are you guys recording tonight?
Want to talk about rape culture? Want to talk about trigger warnings? Any of that?
Well, anyway, I'm sure we'll have Ron on at least once more.
Why not?
He leaves town, and if he doesn't die before next year, if his daughter doesn't find one of his guns and shoot him,
gun safe, baby, gun safe. There you go.
Right, so, thanks again. If you have any thoughts about gun control, and I'm sure you do, feel free to share them on our webpage. As always, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and you can rate us on iTunes, because that's what friends do. Friends rate.
Ron
rated us on iTunes, and he's been on our podcast 7 times.
Right.
I didn't just rate myself. There you go.
Come see us at Fest.
We are going to be here for the next, well, I don't know when this is going up. We'll be here for a few weekends. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I'll miss you.
What do we want? Thoughtful dialogue about gun control. When do we want it? As soon as there are no mass killings, because we don't want to be disrespectful.
We're geeks. We're geeks. We're geeks without God. God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Just to be a smartass, I almost said, say hi to Nick and Molly. Oh, and Tom or Jim?